Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I profoundly know where I am. My partner steps aside. And in these few moments, I invite you to feel an energy like a breath of fresh air. Let it blow through this beautiful assemblage of old souls so that you can feel it. Let it be the essence of the breath of God. And let it have a message. Just for a moment. No matter what's happening in your life, listener, attendee, listen to me. Let it have a message right now for you. And let the message be, all is well. All is well. And if you can do that, you have just accomplished that which we have taught for years. In the process of your linear life, your intellect works overtime to make you feel good. You have exercises. You paste them on the refrigerator. You go through this and that. You make lists. You read books. But there's nothing like the breath of God, is there? And that is internal. Available, and it's not processing, it's allowing. You're starting the age of allowance, and that is to say that all of the things that you have learned, including the processing, now culminates in something grander and greater, but less tangible. It does not respond to lists, responds to love. Can you feel it right now? That there is something grander and greater than anything your brain can put together by itself. That there is another process, if you want to call it that, in your body that is starting to open up like never before. We're going to talk about that tonight, which will be the last channeling of this year. We have spoken of that which is the innate, the smart body intelligence that you all have that seems to lurk in a place that you cannot access unless it's through muscle testing or pendulums or whatever it else that you have put together to try to figure out what your body is telling you. And what I'm telling you, get ready. Start practicing it right now. For that which is the smart body intelligence to be a little closer to that which you can understand as intuition. Right now. No matter what's happening. Right now. Can you say in your mind, all is well? And understand that it is true, no matter what's happening. The year of challenge is coming to an end. I'll give you a little example of what you've been through. Imagine for a moment your stove at home, which has an oven, is starting to malfunction in the calibration of the temperature you set to bake things. And so you prepare a meal, and you turn the dial to the normal temperature that's always cooked that meal. And when you're done, and you open the oven, you realize it either is not done yet, or it's overdone. And yet you have done nothing different. Over and over, the meals are not good. Some are ruined, some are late, and you're frustrated. That oven, which has always worked perfectly, and that dial, perhaps it's on 350, is not cooking at 350. Sometimes it's cooking at 4. Sometimes it's cooking at 2. And so you call in the repairman, and he recalibrates the oven. Now that is a fun example and a metaphor, perhaps, of what has been going on this year. For those of you who are used to certain kinds of activations, certain kinds of thinking, yes, processes, are finding they're not working, or they're not working as they did before. The healers in the room know exactly what I'm talking about because they've been working overtime all year. Many people coming to them saying, this is happening, that is happening, I have no idea why. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But the meals that you cook, which I will call life meals, are not the same as they've been. And it's frustrating. And for some of you, it's been fearful. That's what recalibration is. It is the acknowledgement that things have moved off the peg of normalcy, that the dial is no longer accurate, and that you've got to find a way to figure out where it has moved to, what has happened, so you can get it back to what you're used to. And that's very human of you and very linear of you, dear one, to want to return to what you had. What if I will tell you right now that will never happen? For what you had is old. What you're going to have is greater than what you had. Things are not just going to cook well, they're going to cook great. The calibration will be understood. Things are going to return in your intellect to a safe place, but the innate knows it's more than just safe. It is enhanced and grander. In the little things, in the big things, in all things. Little things, small things. You walk along the street and you feel good. How about that? You sleep all night. How about that? I know who's here. Old soul, I am with you all the time. The part that is your higher self, that is on my side of the veil, is always being hugged by me. If you're in distress, it knows it. I know it. Spirit knows it. Creative Source knows it. If you're in frustration or fear, that's gonna change. Things happen slowly. But these things that I am telling you about now is the old soul beginning to take their power. And the power is the power of compassion. The power of being seen, perhaps, not as strange and weird, but as balanced and someone people want to be with. A new role begins for the esoteric believer. And new challenges for them to join the rest of the planet in a balanced way so that they can help those around them instead of sequestering themselves into a meeting room like this and saying, it feels good to be here, finally, a people of like mind. Some of you know what I'm talking about and some of you don't. I want to tell you something before we close. You are continually surrounded by those of like mind, millions of them, the higher selves of all humanity which have the mind of God are with you all the time, And you can walk into the darkest places. You can go to work, and it'll feel just like you came here. You'll be satisfied and peaceful, and there will be no frustration. For all of the warriors of the light are with you. It is a change of consciousness, attitude. The very DNA in your body is resounding to a new alignment, and I'll talk about that tonight. But for now, can you feel the wind of Spirit's breath on you? All is well. Truly, dear old soul, champions of this galaxy, all is well. And so it is.